All right, everybody, if you'll please take your seats. I want to welcome everybody this beautiful January morning. Let's see, Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Cheryl, please call the roll.
Chair Choaf.
Here.
Vice Chair Hawkins.
Here.
Ranking Member Benjamin.
Present.
Representatives Anderson, excused. Baker.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Chambliss, excused. Cross.
Here.
Daniels, excused. Franklin.
Present.
Garcia. Griffiths.
Here.
Magard.
Here.
Horace.
Here.
Rudman.
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. A quorum being present, I want to welcome everybody this morning. We're going to have a great year. We're going to work on some very important issues. I know each of you that I've spoken with have expressed an interest in higher education and appropriations and taking a look at ways we can improve our state and continue to have the number one college system in the country. So I look forward to working with each of you. Please make sure that your cell phones are off and any other communication devices, please keep them off the whole meeting. Those texts are important, but not during this meeting. First, I want to thank our speaker. Speaker Renner has done an amazing job getting this session off the ground, and I appreciate his trust in me to lead this committee, and I look forward to working with my vice chair, Hawkins. I sure appreciate your time and commitment to this committee. I also want to thank all of our staff. Kira Smith, to my right, is our budget chief and university funding expert. John Peters, to my left, is our legislative budget specialist. His primary responsibility will include Florida colleges, workforce education, student financial aid, vocational rehabilitation, and blind services. And then, of course, Ms. Cheryl Randolph, to my left, is our lead administrative assistant for this committee and for the Appropriations Committee. So we appreciate all of your time. And Sydney, correct? Emma is here to help as well. So this is your team. I would encourage you to lean on them and work with them whenever you have questions and concerns. They are a wealth of knowledge. And you won't get far without going through their experience and having them help you. Otherwise, it'll take a year or two to get caught up to where you can get in about 20 minutes with working with them. So today I'm going to present an overview of the Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee, including its scope and some of the key issues we should consider over the next several months as we develop our recommendations for the full Appropriations Committee. At the conclusion of my presentation, I want to recognize each of you to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about you and your interest, but do keep in mind that we have a one-hour time limit on this, and we will stop on time in the middle of someone talking if we have to. So please keep that in mind for your fellow committee members. All right, let's dive in. If you will take a look in your packets and on the monitors, we're going to start with slide two. Slide two, up in the leftmost columns, they're going to show all of the program areas in this subcommittee. Our total budget is just over $9 billion. Bottom left pie, universities are the largest of this subcommittee's budget, followed by colleges and the student financial aid. If you look at the bottom right pie, this is mostly funded by general revenue, university student fees, and our lottery dollars. Slide three. This is going to show our five-year funding history. Proud to say that our leadership has funded and invested heavily into higher ed, and they will, their investment, we're seeing it pay off now, and I believe you can, as you'll learn through this committee, we are on a trajectory for it to continue to pay off in the future. Let's see, slide number four is going to show our major programs by silo. I want you all to take time to familiarize yourself with everything on this slide. This is going to help you understand in detail what we're looking at, where we're going, and again, I would encourage you to reach out to staff on this. feel free to stop by my office anytime as well, but this is a great representation of what we're doing and where we're going. Slide number six. As I said in the beginning, and most of you or all of you know this, that Florida is ranked number one in state university systems in our country. It's something that you all should be very proud of. It's hard work that this legislature has done in the past that has gotten us here, and this committee is going to make sure that we continue that. It also shows our strategic investments, and it also really paints the picture that we put an emphasis on performance and student outcomes. We like to look at that in three different areas, and that is accessibility, affordability, and employability. Those three words will come up again and again throughout this committee. We need to have metrics we can measure and focus on, and those three are really right in the middle on what we need to be measuring our universities on. Slide seven. In the absence of a funding model, the legislature has taken many different approaches to funding, and what we will begin to look at is how can we improve it, what's working, what areas we might be able to tweak a little bit, and really I look forward to hearing from all of you on your ideas for ways you think we can make this a little bit better. Right, slide eight. This is going to show the program fund versus the funding model and different ways that we are going to distribute these funds over time. It's similar to the universities. We're going to put an emphasis on performance and student outcomes, including the 2+2 transfers, workforce training, and industry certifications. Slide nine. There we go. Sorry, I'm new to this clicker. As mentioned on the last slide, various distribution methodologies have been used for the colleges, and this slide is going to show an overview of those methodologies. Proviso required the colleges and DOT to propose a new model. Later this year, we'll work with DOE and be looking at a new model to present to this committee. Slide 10. During the 2021 session, the legislature passed a very big workforce rewrite. This slide hits the highlights. I want you all to take the time to familiarize yourself and reach out to staff with questions on this. 1507 was landmark legislation that really took us in a new direction in workforce and career development. I think that's, as I've spoken with each of you, I think every one of you told me that was a priority of yours. And so this is where we will spend some of our time looking back on how 1507 is going and ways that we can learn from its implementation.
Thank you very much, Chair Brennan.
Our next slide. The next two actually pertain to Bright Futures scholarship programs. This slide provides a summary of the different award levels, their funding amounts, the number of students dispersed, and the average award amounts. Our next slide shows the total funding levels for the Bright Futures program since its inception, along with the total number of students dispersed over time. Slide 13 shows a list of some issues that we may discuss and address in the coming months. Some are new programs, and we are looking for any kind of implementation updates on it. So again, take the time when you get back home this evening to review this. Don't hesitate to reach out to me or staff if you have ideas for improvement or just feedback on what you're learning. Some of the programs are new, and you know, some are have been around for a while and really are doing a great job. So we will continue to focus on that. So I promised you we would start and stop on time. I hope we've left enough time for each of y'all to go around the room and tell us a little bit about yourself. I'd like to start with my vice chair, Mr. Hawkins.
Thank you, Chairman, and I'd like to also thank Speaker for this appointment. We served on this together, and you were one of the first people that I met in the process and came to see me, so it's an honor to serve under you and consider you a brother here. This is a committee that you're going to learn a lot, and I served on this the last session and many other education committees. They're very important to me, and you're going to find out you're going to get a lot of people back home that will reach out to you about what we're doing here and if you're serving on another education committee. So look forward to working with all of you. We have a great staff. As the chair said, reach out to them if you have any questions in that. They'll help you get prepared for the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Caruso, we'll start this way, go down, and come back around.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chair and Vice Chair. And congratulations on your appointment. Great committee. We do a lot of work here, and you're going to find when you go back home and they find out you're on higher ed approps that they will be at your door asking for more. So, I'm Mike Caruso, State Rep Mike Caruso, District 87. It runs from Boca Raton. No, it doesn't. That's my old district. It runs from Manalapan to Jupiter, includes Palm Beach Gardens. It's Palm Beach Eastern, Palm Beach County. It's all intercoastal and ocean properties, and I'm honored and proud to represent those fine constituents back home. I'm looking forward to this. I think what we've done in the past years with in terms of performance-based funding has been exceptional. I think we lead the way in the country, and look forward to even making it better this year. So with that, thank you.
Well, thank you, Chair and Vice Chair, and congratulations as well. I'm Jessica Baker. I represent District 17 in Jacksonville. It's a small portion of Duval County in the southeastern portion. I went to Florida State undergrad and law school, and I also have University of North Florida in my district. I live a few minutes away from that university, so looking forward to working with you and learning from you and working very hard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chair. Mr. Chairman, I value your friendship, and thank you for letting me serve on this committee. It's an honor. Probably like everyone here, education is a big priority of mine. I can tell you we have a lot to be proud of in the state of Florida. You're absolutely right about that. As someone who was born and raised in Mississippi and who attended colleges in Mississippi, Louisiana, Great Britain, and Florida, I can tell you that we are second to none. And as a parent of two children, one who attended a public Ivy in Virginia and another one who's currently attending Florida Atlantic University, I can tell you we have a lot to be proud of in our state university system, and we aim to keep it that way. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Vice Chair. Congratulations on your appointments. My name is Alina Garcia. I serve House District 115. It's in Miami-Dade County. It's got Pinecrest, Palmetto Bay, Cutler Bay, the Falls area, Dayland. I'm honored to be in this committee, and I look forward to learning from all of you that know what you're doing, because I'm just a freshman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair. I'm Griff Griffiths, District 6, which is Bay County or Panama City Beach, Florida. Education is obviously a priority for every one of us. I represent Chairman Schoaf in his previous life on the Triumph Board. We'll, I think this conversation was brought up with job creation and educational components and on that, and I think this is super important, and I look forward to serving under y'all. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Representative Juan Porras. I represent a portion of Southwest Miami-Dade, District 119. I echo the feelings of my colleagues. It's an honor to serve under Chair Schoaf and Vice Chair Hawkins. I believe they're some of the most talented members of our House members here. Just to echo further, I think what the chairman said, being one of the top institutions, top states for higher education for me is a priority, and continuing that and being a model for the rest of our country. And being a Florida International University graduate, and I think the closest person here to graduating back in 2019. I think I'd love to provide a fresh insight to that as well. So thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and congratulations to you as well as the Vice Chair. Looking forward to serving with you. I truly believe that education is the cornerstone to social mobility. I have a little bit of background in higher education. I did formerly serve on the FAMU Board of Trustees as well as the Florida Board of Governors back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. I was a student representative. So looking forward to hashing out these issues to ensure we can continue to secure a promising future for our state university system. And of course, the college system and workforce is all important too. Thank you.
Well, good morning. I'm Representative Lindsey Cross from District 60. Congratulations, both chair and vice chair. I'm thrilled to be serving on this committee with all of you, but particularly you two. My district in District 60 is Eastern Pinellas County and includes portions of St. Petersburg, Pinellas Park, and Lilman, unincorporated. I have the distinction of having USF St. Petersburg campus in my district, and I'm a proud USF Bull graduate receiving my master's there, so go Bulls. Looking forward to serving all of the students in that university system and across the state, as well as the staff, and making sure we're addressing our workforce needs. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair and Vice Chair. Look forward to working with you. I was on this committee, we're on our redshirt freshman class, I think so. So I was on this committee once and off, and now I'm back on. Really enjoy this committee. Randy Maggard, Pasco County, Tampa Bay area, District 54. My issue is workforce and Florida College. That's where it's important in our area. We need employees. So that's my attempt on this. So I look forward to working with you guys.
Thank you very much. And before we get to our last member to speak today, I saved him for last on purpose. Rep Benjamin is our Democrat ranking member, and he's become a dear friend of mine over the last 2 years. Rep, I'm excited to have you on this committee. I know that you and I have always worked well together, and I know we will continue to. You have my full respect and appreciation, and if you could wrap us up on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and let me congratulate you on the appointment of being chair, and I look forward to working with you and doing the good work that this committee is known for doing. I'm Christopher Benjamin. I am the representative for District 107, representing Miami Gardens, North Miami, North Miami Beach, Biscayne Gardens, and Ogis. I am a sophomore. I don't know why they label us like that, but I am a sophomore in this process, and I am the graduate of Florida Memorial University, which is South Florida's only historically black college, black university. And so HBCUs are near and dear to my heart, and it would be one of the things that I'll be working with regards to this committee, Bright Future Scholarship. I have my son, who is now in his first year of law school, was a recipient of the Bright Future Scholarship as he attended Florida State University. And I have a senior now in high school, so she'll be going off to college, will probably also be using our Bright Future. So Bright Futures is also a point of interest for me. And workforce education, because not everybody wants to go to college. So I look forward to working with you and all of you. So let's get it popping.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You all have a good team up here. Again, the staff, the members that have served on this committee before, we are here to help you. I want to encourage each of you to take the next 2 weeks and really dive into this material. We went through it quickly today because it would take all day to go through each line. But I'm asking you to take the time to go through it, learn it. You will gain more from this experience, and your constituents will be served well if you take the time to learn it and lean on staff. And that's the last time I'll beat that drum. But it is very, very important. This concludes our committee agenda. Is there any other business to come before the committee? All right. Well, seeing none, Representative Baker moves we rise without objection. Meeting is adjourned.